B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
Pat George is here with me, and he's going to really feel where I'm at today because we are talking parents working from home. And no, you don't have kids at home anymore, Pat George, to contend with your working from home.
Oh, and it would be so nice if I could.
If you could work from home,
yes.
Right. I know. Do you think it would be nice to work from home with my kids? Because you were at my house this weekend.
No, I don't think your job starts until you get home.
I have envied parents as we've gone through this, who've been able to work from home all the time. And so many people I talk to, especially ones with little kids, say, you know what, this is great, this working from home. I get to hold my babies and, you know, I get to be around my kids more, family time. But then there's a whole nother side of it. And that is, really, how productive are we being? Because it's so difficult. And I just started to sort of implement this working from home over the last couple of weeks. We've been taking things back to our houses on a regular basis. And it's tough.
I hear that all the time from my daughter, who has tried to do just little miscellaneous things. And it's really not even working, just getting caught up with paying bills and getting online. And she only has one daughter.
Right.
And it's tough for her. She had to hire a babysitter in the house while she's in the house so she could get other things done.
But then that defeats the purpose of COVID, because then the babysitter could, you know, is being exposed to your kids in your household and vice versa. So how do you do it? How can you manage these children and still get your work done? Okay, for me, I do the show with Mason, and I wake up at, well, now I can wake up later because I don't have to drive here, but I wake up early before 5 o'clock and we do the show, and hopefully my kids don't hear me in the studio, which isn't that far from where they sleep.
Right.
And then so I can be done with that part of my work right around the time they're waking up. And usually my older daughter will slink in there. My baby gets up while I'm still doing the show. I hear Doug, he's doing a great job taking care of him. And then my older daughter slinks in and tries to be on the show with me, or mommy, what are you doing? And she's super loud. So that's a little bit, we've gotten used to that now, I suppose. But there are so many things that just make working from home challenging. So I have this list to help people, and we can kind of go through this and see if these really are doable solutions.
Let's see if we can.
Okay. So the first is, accept that there's nothing normal about the new normal.
I'll agree with that.
So I guess that's when people are doing their Zoom conferences and their kids pop in. And it's just accepting that you're, because I think when you're at home, you have to be multitasking.
Oh, and it's the other problem, and it's probably going to be on this list, trying to concentrate.
I know. I did 3 conference calls on the phone. Thankfully, they weren't on Zoom, and I held a baby the entire time, which is great because I get to like have that close time with her, but my mind is only partially into holding her and partially into the call.
Right.
So they say that multitasking isn't great for your brain. That must be what, you know what? I haven't been able to figure out why I'm 10 times more exhausted after a working from home day.
Stress tires you out.
Yes. Stress and trying to multitask. It makes you exhausted. Okay. So they say make a plan, but be flexible. Divide the day into shifts. Okay. That's a good idea. I like that idea because, you know why? When you work from home, you feel like you never actually get a break from your home.
Right. Can't you just, when you divide it into shifts, can't you just, you know, who's ever going to watch the baby for the 20, 30 hour, close the door and let the world be on the other side of that door?
You mean who's ever is working, go into the den or go wherever, lock the door. Yes, but the kids do still beat on the door. And that's the responsibility of the parent or the sitter. I did it to Doug yesterday. He was on an important real estate call and he's in the den, and Ellen J. she decides, as soon as somebody goes in that den and shuts the door, she decides she wants to be with them and needs their full
attention.
I hear
that all the time from my daughter. My daughter goes out in the backyard, gets out of the house sometimes because her husband's working from home now, probably for the next year.
Oh, yeah. It's nuts. Okay, you know what I do? This is your fault. Now, if they can smell your weakness, if you're on an important call and your daughter is, and in my case, Evelyn Jade's screaming at me, you know what I do, Pat? I throw Oreos at her. Get away from me. Here's an Oreo. Get away from
me. Well, that's good until you run out of cookies.
Right. Thanks to you, you gave me a big, huge box of Oreos to give her. So I put the phone on mute. Take this Oreo. Get out of here.
Three cookies would probably be good for 12 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That'll buy me 12 minutes. But going back to what you said about working outdoors, that's actually a good idea to set up outdoors. If you, well, not in the Florida heat. It's going to.
No. I don't know if you should work outdoors. Who's ever watching should go out and play with the kids outdoors. No. No.
Oh,
you know, your keyboard's going to get awful sweaty real quick.
I know.
110 heat index.
Did you go outside at all this weekend, by the way?
I did on Saturday.
You did?
Saturday was probably the hottest I'd ever been outdoors. And I had a fan on. It was blowing hot air. I thought it was a heater that was blowing, the fan blowing heat on me. Yeah, there's no working outdoors.
We went to this birthday party, and there was Princess Belle was there. So all week long we've been. Did I show you this photo from the party? I don't think I did. All week long we were pumping my daughter up. You're going to meet Princess Belle. Of course, she's obsessed with princesses. She wears princess clothes all the time. The dresses. She has a Belle dress. She's been wearing the Belle dress all week. So excited. Oh, we're going to meet her. Okay, let me show you what she looked like when she met her. Hold on one second here. I'm scrolling through my phone right now.
She looked like Belle.
No, does that person look happy to you? She looks like get the you know what away from me.
Oh,
my daughter is sitting in a chair next to Belle. This is the big moment when she could meet her and take a picture with her.
Oh.
And this is the definition of cold shoulder. This is the definition of
yes.
Not interested. Now either my daughter's saying, "Hey, I want to be socially distant from you, Belle." She's heard us talk, or she is just being too cool for school. You know, have that big moment, and her instinct when she's under pressure is to act snooty, I suppose.
That is too round of a face to be Belle.
So we did that, and I forgot what I was telling you about when I went on this tangent. But as far as, outside. Oh, I was at that party, and I was embarrassed talking to people. It was a swimming party, so I had a bathing suit on and cover up and all that. So I was, you know, it wasn't like I was in a work clothes sweating, but I would be talking to people and I'm like, oh my gosh, are they staring at me? Are they looking at my face right now? Because I can feel droplets of water coming down like a hose.
What time was it? It had to be around
noon.
Okay, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I got there just after noon. I snuck out of doing my shift early and got to the party just in time. It was brutal.
Yeah.
And Friday was hotter. Friday was warmer. Friday's when we set the record heat for 99, so.
Friday was hotter. Well, I wasn't outside on Friday, so that was, I don't know. I couldn't have done it 2 days in a row, but I just couldn't wait to get back inside. And then when you go back inside and the air conditioning inside is like, say, 82, it feels like it's 40 degrees because it's such a change in temperature. You go, what is the air on? It's too cold in here.
Yeah.
And you look and it's in the 80s.
Right.
Because you just got out of a 100-degree weather.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Oh. But we're getting through it. Okay, so again, back to working from home tips. Communicate early and often. So you want to let your workers, your coworkers, know when you've got obligations at home. Like, okay, don't call this time. I can see me talking. Don't call this time. I'm taking my nap then. Don't call then. Don't schedule a conference call when I have to change diapers. I mean, are we now going into the realm of our coworkers have to be understanding of our home life obligations?
I don't know, but I wonder how many people really do, talking about this now, really enjoy working at home and how many can not wait until they come back.
I know. I have to tell you, because I've kind of been doing a hybrid. So I'll be at home a day and here a day. I look forward to coming back to the to work. Because talking with adults is so much fun. And then when you are talking with adults on a conference call, for instance, it's just stressful because, as I discussed, you're trying to keep the kids at bay. It's not engaged, good conversation like what we're having now. And we're looking each other in the eye and so much fun. And we don't have masks on, but we're safe because we're far away from each other.
So. And are you really dedicated? 100% at home? Are you in that mode where you feel like...
You're in your pajamas.
I was just going to say that. You're in your pajamas. I mean, you're like, is this real?
I know.
Am I really at work?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so this one, make the most of meeting times. This is written by a mom, obviously. She takes her daughter for a walk during her meetings.
That's what I hear all the time from my daughter. That's exactly what they do.
You get on your call and you go for a stroll.
Right.
And, you know, if you hear the ambient, too much ambient bird noise, you put it on mute, listen to the other conversations, pipe in when you need to. The only problem with this, we'll have to discuss this next time, Zoom meetings.
Impossible.
Where you have to be seen.
Be in front of the screen.
Which I hate. I hate that technology. Conference calls are better. So we'll get into that next time. Thank you, Pat George.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.